The point of being in a relationship with a man is so that he's taking things off of your plate and making your life easier, not making your life more difficult. Oftentimes, as women, we think that when we're sacrificing ourselves for a man in a relationship, that they're going to appreciate us more and they're really gonna value us because of everything that we're doing for them and how selfless we are and how caring we are. But truly, all you are telling him is that he is worthy. So when you, as a woman, are sacrificing your own worth and your own preferences to please a man, you're not signaling to him that you're so amazing and you're such a prize. You're signaling to him that he is the prize, which is why you are sacrificing yourself for him. And really, it's supposed to be the other way around. Men are supposed to make sacrifices for the women in their life because as a woman, you are a goddess. You bring a lot to the table, especially if you've done the inner work and you've healed yourself and you're at the point where you're tuned in with the divine feminine, then you're extremely powerful. And a healthy man understands this, which is why 99% of healthy masculine men are not going to have a problem providing for you, taking care of you, doing more for you than you're doing for them. They're actually gonna like it if you're a little bit sassy and if you're a little bit bratty and you're a little bit entitled. They're actually gonna be attracted to that because it makes them understand that, okay, I can't slip up. Like, I can't be off guard. I have to always have my brain on. I have to always make sure that my game is stepped up because this woman requires a lot out of me. She challenges me, right? So a lot of people interpret that and think, oh, does that mean I always have to insult him? Does that mean I always have to nag him? Does that mean I can't show him appreciation? Does that mean I have to always ask for more? The answer is no. You don't have to force yourself to be mean. You don't have to go out of your way to hurt their feelings or, you know, require them to do so much for you. It's really not about hurting them. It's not about manipulating them. It's about knowing your worth and not sacrificing that for them. So a lot of people think that, okay, well, if I'm not sacrificing my self-worth, it means I'm being a bitch. It means I'm playing hard to get. It's not one or the other. It's not people pleaser or total asshole. Like, there is a place in between where you can be, where you can respect yourself and have your standards and challenge your partner while at the same time being able to also give them what they need emotionally and being able to validate them when they deserve it, right? If you've watched my videos on how to talk to men, then you know, like, there's so many different things that you can do to sort of recalibrate your energy to be more attractive to masculine men. Because the problem is that you are so programmed to be a people pleaser. You're so programmed to be humble that it's not just an easy thing to be like, okay, I'm just going to be feminine and just be naturally a goddess. Like, it's not that easy. So sometimes you have to use certain tactics. You have to do certain things in your conversations with them in order to reacclimate and feel like, okay, you are the feminine one, they are the masculine one, they are chasing you, you are receiving. Okay, but at the end of the day, you're not doing these techniques to try to manipulate them or hurt them or steal from them. You're simply acting in this way because you want to get what you deserve and you want to make sure that you're being valued. And understand that the way that men appreciate women is not the same way that women appreciate men. So while you as a woman are very grateful when a man is doing things for you and chasing you and making you feel like you're the most important person in the world, when it's the other way around, oftentimes, maybe in the beginning, a man will be really intrigued by this because he'll say, wow, she's chasing me, she's coming for me, like, wow, that makes me feel special, right? So in the beginning, he may think this is a good thing and he may be attracted to it and he may be reciprocating to you and like giving you what you want in return and you think it's working. You think, oh wow, like I can be myself. I can give him all of my energy and he's still gonna be receptive, right? But give it some time. I guarantee you, in a short amount of time, he's going to start to realize, wait a minute, is this really happening? Is she really chasing me? Does that mean I'm the prize? Okay, so that means I don't have to chase her, right? I can just sit pretty in my princess energy and she will chase me, okay? Now, a lot of guys think that they actually want this, but truly, they don't. And you will see in their actions, because when a woman is acting in this way, this is the type of woman that all these guys say, oh yeah, like we love independent women, but it's the same, these types of women that they cheat on. It's those types of women that they use up, take all the resources, take all their energy, and then drop them for someone else, right? It's always the entitled, spoiled gold digger that gets exactly what she wants, and men are always doing everything for her. So instead of listening to what men are saying to you, look at their actions. How do they actually behave? Do they follow through when they say they're going to? Are they actually attracted to what they say they're attracted to? Probably not. You have to look at their actions, because most men are not that self-aware. And it's not something that, oh, they're horrible, they're not self-aware. No, it's just their nature, right? They're more physical and women are more mental. So by nature, women are more able to think about certain things, have multiple levels of thinking, think on behalf of others, know how others are going to react to certain things, know others' needs before they even know them, right? With men, it takes a lot of extra effort for them to think in this way. So they're more on the physical side. That's why it's easier for them to hustle and work really hard. And it's more in their nature to provide for the family than it is for women. So not to say that there can't be mixed roles, right? Gender roles are whatever you want them to be, but it has to feel natural to you, because most people are obedient to nature. Okay, there's obviously some people that are born differently, right? That happens all the time, where people are born with different energy levels, with different mental health, right? But at the end of the day, it's natural to them. If it's not natural to you, if you feel constantly burned out because you're going 50-50 with this man, or because you're giving him everything and he's not chasing you back, then it's not natural for you. You're not that kind of girl and he's not that kind of guy. And you need to tap back into who you really are, because you're wasting so much time. You're wasting so much time with these men. When you're in a relationship with a man, it should feel like your life is easier. The thought of not having him in your life should make you feel like, oh damn, I'm gonna have to do this and I'm gonna have to do that. And then I'm gonna have to take care of this. And what am I gonna do without him? Oh no, right? That's how you should feel when you're with a man. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean that you're not competent, right? If you didn't have him, you would still survive. You would get used to being on your own, right? Let me give you an example. When we travel, I just follow him. I just follow him around, like wherever he says to go, I'm just gonna follow him, right? Now, keep in mind, I used to travel by myself all the time, but I've been dating him for a couple years now. So like whenever we travel, like he just takes the lead. The other day, I went to visit my mom and I was flying by myself. I genuinely was anxious. Like I was genuinely like, wait, how do I get to the airplane? I was like, wait, where do I go? Like, where's the TSA? Like, how do I go to the airplane? Like, where do I check in? Like, where is this place, right? So it took me a minute. I got back into it once I realized like where I was and what was going on. But it took me a minute to remember like how to do the simplest thing, which is like go on an airplane to fly somewhere, right? But this is how you should feel. You should literally forget how to do certain things because they do it for you, right? Like when my boyfriend will leave town, I'm like, wait, oh, I have to take out the garbage. Oh, the garbage is full. Oh, I have to take it out. Like there's so many things that like I forget that I had to do. And even though I've lived alone before and I've been able to do all these things for myself, now I don't have to, because now I have a man that's providing for me, taking care of me, and is happy to do it, because he knows what he's getting in return is this divine feminine energy, okay? And that is enough. Don't let these guys convince you like, oh, what are you bringing to the table? Oh, what are you bringing to the table? Like, you don't, if they don't already know, they're not the ones for you. Like, if they don't already understand what divine feminine brings to the table, then you don't need to be talking to them because they really do not know what's going on. All right. You need to leave them alone and let them live their life, let them build up their coins and figure out what it is they want to do. And then at some point they'll learn, they'll realize like what a woman brings to the table, and then they'll be ready for a relationship. But if you have to sit here and explain to a man like what divine feminine energy is, he's not the one, right? Most men don't even consciously understand it, but they know. They know like, okay, I don't know what this woman is doing for me, but I know I have to take care of her because I know that I have to like protect her. Like I know she's valuable in some way. Maybe they don't know how, but they just know. So that's okay too. Even if they don't actually know why, as long as they understand that that's the case, then you're going to have a great relationship. But you have to be with a man that worships women. Now, this doesn't mean he has to like, you know, be easily taken advantage of by women. It just means that he understands how valuable women are, and he's respectful towards women, and he knows that the woman that he's going to have in his life, it's going to be his queen. Okay. And when you're in a committed relationship and when you feel like they've invested into you, that is when you show them all of you. That is when you go out of your way to help them and build them up. Once you're already in the safety of a committed relationship or a marriage, or you have a family together, or whatever it is that you feel personally, okay, they've made my life way easier. This is what works for me. This is the kind of relationship that I'm happy with, and I feel comfortable opening myself up. But until that point, don't do it, because you're just gonna give them everything and they're gonna take it and run away with it. Use it to build themselves up. And then when they're ready, they're going to do all that for someone else. I've seen this so many times. You can literally look at so many celebrity examples where either a male celebrity or a female celebrity was dating someone who was less famous. And then after like they built the other person up, then they just left them. So it's like, maybe you shouldn't just build people up for no reason. Maybe you should make sure that you're getting something in return, because then you're going to be really mad when they leave you, right? But if you're getting something in return and the relationship still doesn't end up working out, then you can at least feel comfortable and say, okay, we didn't have a forever relationship, but at least we both built each other up throughout the way. Like there was a mutual benefit between both of us to where, okay, it ended, you know, we grew apart, whatever, we'll both be okay, right? Instead of the situation where like one person gets all the benefits and then drains the other person, and then the other person's like, oh my God, now they left me? Now seriously, like what am I gonna do now? I gave them my entire soul, right? You don't wanna be in this situation. Women are here to guide men. And that's something that a lot of men understand, maybe subconsciously, maybe they don't know exactly, because the thing with men is they have an ego. So they want to feel like they're smart. They want to feel like they call the shots. But at the end of the day, women are the ones who have that connection to spirituality and the ones that are able to guide men in a way that maybe they're not able to guide themselves, because like I said, they're more on the physical side. Even if you look at it from a biblical perspective, right? I'm not religious, but I do know certain things about different religions just because I love to learn things. So if you look at the Bible and the origin story of man and woman, how first Adam was created and then a rib was taken out of Adam, and that's where Eve was created, right? So even if you think about it from that perspective, why was Eve created? Why? Why did they need Eve? If man is so intelligent and so godly, then why did they create Eve? I'll tell you. Because man was sort of prototype number one, And man is not as connected to the spiritual. Man is very connected to the earth. So they needed a second version of human being that was going to sort of bridge the gap between the physical and the spiritual. So that's where a woman comes in. That's where Eve comes in. She's here to guide Adam, right? She's here to help him figure things out and look at things from a bigger perspective, from a more zoomed out perspective, right? So Eve also needs Adam because Adam is more in tune with the physical. So he's able to get things done. He's able to carry heavier things. He's able to maneuver things. He has a certain intelligence that she doesn't have, right? But she also has a certain spiritual intelligence that he doesn't have. So we both need each other. But at the end of the day, when it comes to spiritual guidance, chances are in a relationship, with a man and a woman, the woman is going to be the one who's making the big picture plans. That is the majority of the situations. Like I said, there's always going to be people that have different energies that are more feminine or more masculine and are polarized differently in the relationships. But according to nature, according to the general perspective, the majority, that's just the way it is. You've even heard the expression like, happy wife, happy life. Why? Why is it happy wife, happy life? Why isn't it happy husband, happy life? I'm telling you, there's clues everywhere. Just look around and you will see, right? So when you as a woman realize your power and you realize the value that you bring, that goes beyond just the physical earth, it's according to the divine law, then that's when you will start to attract the things that are better for you in terms of money, in terms of relationships, in terms of the people around you. You're going to start to glow differently, attract things differently. You're going to have so much better luck. And like I said, you're going to be able to be with a man that adds to your life and makes your life easier because he understands the value that you bring and how amazing you are and how helpful you can be to him. Right? Because when a man has a good woman by his side, his life also goes better. And when his life goes better, her life goes better. And when her life goes better, she's able to channel the divine even more. And that's going to improve everyone's life. Okay. So the best thing you can do as a woman is work on your self-worth, which is what I do literally for my clients and also through my courses. But if you want any resources with me, they're all linked in the description. I love you. You have everything you need, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.